If you're a craft beer drinker or know someone who is, you know it's a growing trend that translates into billions, with a B, billions of dollars in income and wages. This is Lisa Berry, and I am joined by two very special guests right now, Corey Emall and Greg Wilmes, professors of chemistry at Eastern Michigan University, where it was just announced there would be a new four-year program in fermentation science. Welcome, guys.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Thank you.
That's right, science. I think people drink a beer and enjoy a beer, and they don't realize how much science is behind that. What can you say to explain that to us?
Well, everything that's going on in the making of a beer is an incredibly complicated series of chemical reactions. And to get that to go right, you have to make sure you have all the right critters in the right place doing the right things at the right time. And we are really hoping that we can help students figure out how all of that works and take that out into industry to make all of our beer and cheese and pickles a little bit better.
So you are chemistry professors, right? Is there a quick way you can describe the chemistry behind craft beer?
Well, generally any sort of fermentation is some sort of microorganism, yeast, bacteria, mold of some sort, is breaking down some sort of sugar to try and get energy out of it. And when they do that, they produce things like ethanol and other little goodies that make pickled foods taste good.
Now, was it the idea of you two to bring this degree to Eastern?
For the most part, yes.
Yeah, we've had a lot of help from our colleagues in biology and hotel restaurant management, but the two of us submitted most of the paperwork and are heading up the new program.
Do you see it as a growing field of job opportunities?
Oh, absolutely. So the field of fermentation is growing by leaps and bounds. There's over 4,000 craft breweries in the United States right now. There's a big push to making more artisan type of cheese and pickles and those sorts of things. Fermentation is also a big part of producing biofuel and certain pharmaceutical processes as well. So there's a big market for students coming out of a program like this.
I did a little research and I found a Beer Institute report estimates the impact of the brewing industry. In Michigan alone, it was $1.85 billion in an economic impact just a few years ago. Do you see it still going up? Is there room for more?
And that's definitely our plan with this program. As all of these breweries have been expanding, to have the continued success, they need to have a high, consistent quality product. And we are hoping that we can train scientists who ensure that that quality is there and to help this boom continue to be ongoing.
Are you thinking you're going to develop some new techniques along the way or just stick with the basics?
Well, we certainly hope that there's going to be some original research that'll come out of this too. We want to collaborate closely with partners in the community. And as we try and work with them and try and solve problems, who knows what we'll come up with along the way.
By partners in the community, do you mean like brew pubs and restaurants?
Exactly. One of the components of the program that we're most proud of is that each of the students in their last year will be going out to do an internship or a co-op with a local brewery or pickle maker or something of that sort, and will use the scientific knowledge that they have obtained to help solve real-world problems and then help to encourage collaboration between us and those members of our community.
I always worry when I go out, and sometimes you smell these beers. If you're not really into it, it smells unusual to someone like me. Can a craft beer go bad?
They can. It's sort of rare. The thing about both alcohol and the hops that are used in beers, they're natural preservatives. So bad sometimes is just in the eye of the beholder,
right.
I think.
Or in the taste buds. Okay, so this is exciting news. When does this new major begin at EMU?
Well, the major has been approved for starting in the fall of 2016, and we'll be offering our first introductory level class starting in September, and the rest of the program will be ramping up from there.
Well, good luck. We're talking to Corey Emall and Greg Wilmes, professors of chemistry at Eastern Michigan University, about the new four-year program in fermentation science being offered. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.
Thank you.